I was born in Clayton, which is up in the northeast corner of New Mexico. And I came here and finished high school here and married my husband. And when I married my husband, we left and stayed gone for about 13 years. But our folks were getting old and starting to have problems. So we came back and, to help with our folks. Now they're all gone and we're still here.
Do you have children?
I have two sons.
Are they local?
No. One lives in Albuquerque. He's my younger son. And he's going to make me a grandmother at long last. And then I have another son that's an old Marine bachelor. I doubt that he'll ever marry.
Oh, my goodness.
He likes the girls, but he just, I don't know. It just never clicked for him. So I don't think that's ever going to happen. But
well, congratulations on your grandchild. Well, I'm making my way cross country trying to get a sense of what people are thinking in the run up to the election, especially in terms of what you guys need in the new administrations.
Well, I have my mind made up who I'm going to vote for. And for me, that was very easy. I told somebody on the telephone the other day called me and asked me who I was going to vote for, so I told her. And she said, well, if who you're going to vote for senator. So I told her. She says, are you a Republican all the way? I said, no, but I do understand economics. And I think if we taught economics in high school, at a high school level, at least basic economics, I think it would make a lot of difference in how the country's run. And it's just economics, you know. And between the economics and my personal faith, this is where my politics come from. You know, my personal faith and my understanding of economics, because I was raised by a father that was in the restaurant business for about 50 years. And so, you know, I learned economics from him and how they work and why they work. And so, between my faith and knowing that, that made up my mind instantly. I mean, there's nothing hard about it for me.
So the difference is you see the GOP is more aligned with your belief in terms of how the government should be run economically and
right.
How we should budget.
Mm-hmm. And why and partially why I see it sinking the way it is economically and all that. Just, you know, I see the economics going downhill, and I have quite a few years now. It hasn't hit us too bad here in this little town, thank goodness. But I see it around me, and I understand what's going on. And I really think if people had an understanding, even a basic understanding of economics, I think it would make a lot of difference in how the country's run.
Well, tell me
because of the way people would vote if they understood it. Does that make sense?
So is it more about the taxation, like in terms of keeping taxes low, or is it about
in terms of keeping businesses going? Okay. I hear so many complaints about cutting the taxes for the oil companies and that kind of thing. And what they don't understand is that's where jobs come from. If those people aren't making money, they can't pay people to work for them. It's basic economics. Just basic economics is all it is. And I see a lot of the welfare state in New Mexico especially. It's big here, and it always has been. I know one family that had 17 children on welfare. I know another family that had 21 children on welfare. This is something that needs to be stopped. And people need to go back to work, which they've started doing a lot of that now. They're making these girls work. They're helping them, but they're making them work for it. And I think that's important. I have a sister, a younger sister. She also grew up in the restaurants like I did. And she went to Missouri and walked into a job, a welfare to work program. And in 2 weeks, she was teaching the class because she was natural for teaching these kids how it works. These were all kids that had grown up on welfare, maybe even two or three generations. But Kara knew enough from what we learned growing up in the restaurants and from Daddy. She just went in there. She already had it. She already knew what to teach these kids instantly.
So your core beliefs are that when the corporations make, it's basically healthy for the entire economy.
Of course.
From how you see
it. Of course it is, because they can pay more people to work.
Okay. And in terms of this area, you said it's doing well here. What is the basic industry here?
It isn't doing well, but so much as we just haven't been hit as hard yet. No, the economy here isn't that strong. It used to be when everybody drove cars down Route 66, we all made a good living.
So it's mostly
and
tourism.
Did well. Yeah, we have a lot of tourism, and we have some farming and a lot of ranching. Because we have so many.
Oh, and there's a prison nearby.
Yes, we do have a prison, which is the best paying job in town if you're willing to work. But a lot of people were for it and some people were against it. I do see that it has improved our economy a little bit. Been kind of hard on the restaurants because they had a hard time finding people to work because they took a bunch of our people out to the prison. I know our mayor complained that even he was hard hit when they opened that prison and got the guards and everything going.
So is the prison relatively new?
It's been here 5 years, six, seven, something like that.
Okay, but it's helped the economy in terms of giving providing jobs.
Yes, it has. It has. But it has also widened the gap between those of us that grew up working in restaurants and them, the prison guards and all those people. It's widened the gap on the economy here. Women that are raising families, cleaning rooms and waiting tables, see a big difference now. They just make a lot more money out there than anybody here can.
Does it create tensions in the community?
I don't think so. No, I really don't. But we just see the a bigger difference. You know, there used to be half a dozen rich people in town, and everybody looked up to them. And some of them weren't as rich as people thought they were.
So from your perspective, thank you. So from your perspective, in terms of what Santa Rosa needs and what you need from this next administration, what do you want to see happen?
What I would like to see happen, we have a lot of alternative fuel things going or starting to go in New Mexico. Because we have all the wind and we have all the sunshine, and those are good things. I would also like to see some biodiesel come in, which my husband and I have worked to try to get that going. It hasn't happened yet, but it would be a good thing. You know, a few more people would have a good job. And if you get a few people with each new thing making good money, then pretty soon the whole town's doing better, you know.
Well, Vicki, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome.